Bekut Sichas Chelik Yud Gimel Nosei Sicha Aleph. Kimadum Kama Pa'amim, as has been discussed many times, Haklal Sha'atayra Hinitzchis, this rule that the Torah is eternal and that the message of Torah is forever, B'Tokfeihu B'Nigel L'Chol HaTorah Kula, is true in regards to every matter in the Torah. Gama Inyonim Shabatayra Shabagashmi Seinim B'Zmanenu, even those things in the Torah which literally or physically do not manifest in our time, nimtzoyim hem gam achsho beruchniyusam. In the spiritual sense, they are also present, and they are eternal in that sense. Varei aruchniyus imaka basher shagashmius, especially in light of the fact that the source of all physical material matter comes from the spiritual. And therefore, the true nature of things is really in the spiritual realm. And this will be true also in regards to this subject, which is discussed in our parsha. Minyan b'nei Gershon b'nei Merari, the count, the census that was taken of the family of Gershon and the family of Merari, that those two families of the Levian. And also about the beginning of this census, which begins in the previous parsha, Minyan b'nei Kohos, the census of the family of Kohos, Amistayim b'parsha Seinu, which also concludes in this parsha as well. Although the count, the census that was taken back then, is not something that is happening today, at least not materially, the command to count them and the actual census only happened in the second year when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, that one time. Still, the message, the matter, this story, in its spiritual sense, is still eternal, behold, ever there, and applies to every generation, our generation too. So what is the message? First we have to explain, what is the reason that the Yidden had to remain in a desert for 40 years? It's true that because of the sin of the Meraglim, of the spies, the Jews were punished that they would not be able to enter Eretz Yisrael for 40 years. Yom L'Shana, Yom L'Shana, one year for each day that the Meraglim were spying the land. But that may be true, but the Gzeira was only, the punishment was only that they can't enter into Eretz Yisrael. Because Chotu Bazeshle Rotzolalus Eretz Yisrael, since the sin was that they didn't want to, they expressed dissatisfaction with going to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore they were punished that they indeed will not go into Eretz Yisrael. And Mida Keneged Mida. Aval Arei Hoyu Yecheilim Liyis Mem Shon Eilu B'Makim Yishuv. That doesn't answer why they had to be in a desert for 40 years. They could have been in some other country, some other inhabited place for those 40 years. Shalei Be'etz Yisrael, of course, not in Eretz Yisrael. V'loi Midbar, however, also not in a desert. V'befrat Midbar Agodol V'anoir Nochav Soro V'Achrov, especially the way the Torah describes that desert. It was the great desert, awesome desert. It's full of snakes and scorpions and vipers. It's an arid place which has no water and so on. Terrible place. Why did they have to be dafka there? And the reason is, as explained in Lukot HaTorah at the beginning of this parasha, the reason that the Jews had to travel through the desert together with the Mishkan and the Kelim of the Mishkan, they had to be in this negative place in order to subdue the power of the negative, of the anti-holiness. What is the source of the strength of negativity? That comes from a place like the Midbar. That's where it is. That's where the source of its strength is. And therefore the Jews traveled through there with the Mishkan in order to subdue and weaken that power. Through the fact that they were able to subdue these negative forces, and the darkness that conceals, through diminishing the power of the negativity, they were able to bring down more godliness. And in order to accomplish this, they had to be in the place of that negativity in order to subdue it for 40 years. The Pashtus, simply put, through the travels of the Jews in the desert, on the simple level, what was happening is the cloud of protection that surrounded the Yidden was killing all the snakes and scorpions. And they also transformed the desert. Wherever the Yidden went, it was just transformed into a place of habitation. Midbar nivdol mamakam yishuv be'ikav b'shnei inyanim. How so? A desert is different than an inhabited place in two ways. Aleph, one, lo yashuv adam sham. And the desert doesn't have population. There's no people there. K'shehayu b'shishim ribim bnei Yisrael. Yet when there were 600,000 Jews, at least of that age, which means millions of Jews, yashuv sham adam. So now there is population of Jews in this place, so they transformed it into an inhabited place. The second way in which it's different, Eretz Loizerua. A desert has no vegetation, no growth. Yet when the Yidden were in the Midbar, Hoyu Hamayim Mibedushal Miriam, it says that the waters of the Medrash, it says that the waters of the well of Miriam Megadlim minei d'shoyim v'ilonis lein sof would cause to grow certain types of grasses and plants and trees, endless amount of vegetation. So in other words, it was transformed through the Yidden, on the simple level, through the Yidden passing through there or living there. They transformed it into an inhabited place in both these ways. V'zeo gam atam b'pnimi sinyonim, which is the reason on the inner, in the inner meaning, nimnu halavim b'miyuchad meben shleishim shana. Why the Levim were counted dafka from the age 30, lavaydasam, tenesias hamishkan v'kelav. Why is it that they were appointed, not counted, but appointed to their work, to their avoda of carrying the mishkan when they turned 30? Shal yodam hofchu es hamidbar le'eres neshavas kanal mikol d'toyra. Which, as he said before, if we look at the Torah, that through the carrying of the Mishkan through the desert, that's how they subdued the Nikas HaChitzayinim, the negative forces. So why does it take a Levim, which are 30? Ki al yedei haminyan amiyuchad beinyan zeh, nasu b'miyuchad bazeh dover chashuv. That when they were counted at the age of 30, the count is what makes them into something important, of significance. And therefore when they're elevated, they're raised through the count. The count makes them important and elevates them a level, so that now the desert cannot affect them. As we know, the rule that something which is counted on its own, like in halacha, a davash of minyan means, let's say, when you buy eggs by the dozen, so you buy them by the piece. So that makes it important, and therefore an egg is not bottle. At least in certain senses, it's not bottle amongst other eggs because each one is counted separately. So davish v'minyan loy bottle, a thing which is counted does not lose its importance. So when you count the Levim, that gives them a certain importance and individuality, and elevates them to a higher level. And therefore, they will not be lost to the midbar, but to the contrary, they will transform the midbar into an inhabited place. Inyan zeh latzis mimidbar eretz neshavas. This idea to transform the desert into an inhabited place, v'keiach hazeh milmaila yidei tzibulim neisam, and the ability, the power, the strength that was given from above to accomplish this by counting them, hu inyan nitzchi, this is something which is eternal. That idea is eternal, k'chol inyan shev Torah, like every matter in Torah, b'chol devedor, and applies to every generation. How so? Kishem is bainin adam basviba bohu nimtza. When a person looks around to the into the environment that he lives, lefa'amim he kazu sheyira shehi bechinas midbar. He will see. He could live in a place. A person could live in a place where he looks around and he sees that it's a desert. Asher lo yashav sham adam. It's a place where there's no people. At least in this sense, adam means ha'elyon. The Adam Ha'elyon means Hashem. You don't find traces of Hashem over here. Ki ruach b'nei Adam b'svivasei einam yoidim. Roi b'nei Adam b'svivasei einam yoidim. Because most of the people in his place where he lives don't know me'inyan alakuz. They don't know anything about Hashem. Adam Ha'elyon, this Yashav Shem Adam. Ve'ele ha'yoidim ve'ele ha'nesoiridim l'isnai kefi ha'iros ha'gosh baruch ha'batayra. And those who do know, and those who are encouraged to inspire to conduct themselves according to Hashem and the Torah. Even those people, since the rule is that even there's no such thing as a tzaddik that doesn't sin. So everyone, even those who are on board, also lack. At least if you say that yechta, in this sense, sin doesn't necessarily need to mean that he actually commits sins, but it means he's not living up to the potential that he's able to. He's lacking in the perfection that he's able to accomplish, and that's what's called a sin. Sin, chet melosh and chesaron, a sin in the sense of there's lacking, he's lacking in his avoda. Shal pizeh arei nimtzu b'midbar ashel yashav sham adam, meaning to say that this person finds himself in a desert where there is no person dwelling there. There's nobody sitting there, dwelling there. Ki adam ha'elyon ein hashem ba'efen shalis yashas, because Hashem cannot be there in a comfortable way, in a permanent way. Kvius v'yuchal ha'evid lipul ba'atzvos v'yiyush chas v'sholom. And therefore, the person that lives there and he looks around, he could fall into become despondent chas v'sholom. Lintay shlichusay ba'aniya ircha, to abandon his mission in this place, to deliver and to assist the poor people of his city. This is where he lives, and this is the mission that he has to accomplish. The lonus l'makom acher, and he chooses to go somewhere else where there's more spirituality. Al zeh ba'ayroh, so to this comes the lesson, l'nsoya b'midbar l'shanoisei, that we are commanded to travel in the desert and to change the desert. K'nesiz b'nei Yisrael b'midbar sh'v'parashaseinu, like the travels of the Jews in the midbar, which are related in our parsha. And just like their travels then were by the divine decree, and they transformed through this the midbar into an inhabited place. The same is true for every single Jew anywhere in time, any time at all, that in any place that a Jew finds himself, even if it's a desolate desert, being there is not a happenstance. It's not just that he ended up here, happened to end up here. Rather, it's b'shlichus Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a divine mission of Hashem that he should be in this particular place. As the pasuk says, that the steps of man are directed by Hashem. So wherever you end up is being directed that way by Hashem. He's saying the reason he's there is in order to transform it through his service into a place where Hashem, Adam, the man above, the person, is comfortable and is there permanently. And based on what the Rambam says, that it's not only reserved for the Levian, this kind of mission, but it's true, this is, that pertains to every single person. Ashanod v'ruchay oisay, any person that his spirit causes him to do this, lahe bodel, to separate himself from all material matters, olamid l'fnei Hashem, or to separate himself from the general population and to stand with Hashem, to serve Hashem, yeh Hashem chelke v'nachalase, Hashem will be his portion and his inheritance. Just like Hashem gave the merit to the Kainim and Levim that they are the people of Hashem and Hashem is their chelke v'nachalosei, their inheritance, so also every Jew can be that way, every person can be that way. Hare kol echad ba'echad b'im raki nadev ruchei oisei. So therefore, it pertains to every Jew, or every person, if he just has the spirit to do it, lohiris drachav yisharim, to teach the ways, proper ways of Hashem u'mishpatav hatzadikim l'rabim, and he wants to teach the just ways of Hashem to the public. Yis yutan le'mumayla, he will be given from above hakayach v'chshivos, the power for this and the importance for this. Achein a bottle such chshivos that he's not bottled, he will not be lost to his environment. Chas v'shalom v'darga l'darga, and he can go from one level to another. The b'nei gershon nasi yisreish gam, from the level of b'nei gershon where the pasuk says lift up or count the head. Also of Bnei Gershon, so on that level, Nesiyas Reish B'tzivul Tziruf L'Gadolim Meimenu, the Bnei Gershon were counted along with. In other words, there was somebody more important with them, and they were elevated along with that more important group. V'ad L'Dargav L'Bnei Kos, and then you get to the level of Bnei Kos, Nesiyas Reish B'fnei Atzmei, where it simply says count the people of Kahos. They didn't have to come on the tails of anyone else. They had their own importance. And through this you can make the place where you are into, even though if it started out as a desert, you can make it into a place where Hashem is comfortable and Hashem is there. And this is true not only of the environment around you, but it's also true of your own aveda with yourself. When a person makes a true accounting of what a person has gone through, it's possible that part of what your life was also was on the level of midbar, a desert. And this could also lead you to despondency over not having achieved what you could have. Thinking, how am I ever going to be able to change my behavior? Especially if I did it once and I did it a second time, where the Gemara says that it becomes, you start thinking that it's permitted. Especially if it's not only two times, but it will happen more than two times, the hergel nasateva, and something that you become accustomed to becomes second nature. So how am I ever going to change? Well, zebayra, to this comes the lesson. Just like the late Levian, who were at that time 30 years old. And until age 30, they did not have the opportunity to serve the Mishkan. And yet, even at age 30, they were given the ability, and not just the ability, but they were also elevated, counted, made important, as we said before. That from then on, they will become the carriers of the Mishkan, and they will transform the desert into a place of inhabitants. Maiserav. And not only were they told that it would happen, but it actually happened that way. Shanasa calls a pile. This actually took place, that they transformed it. Kein hu b'chol echad ve'echad. The same can hold true for each and every one. Shemibli habit al matzavei ad achshav. Without, regardless of what a person's situation was till now. B'im yachlit. Shemekano lahaba yamid lefnei Hashem l'sharasei ulavdei. If the person decides that from now on I will stand before Hashem and to serve Him, yutan le'akayach l'taris atzmei, he will be given the ability to be able to purify himself and elevate himself as begodov, and even his garments, like machshav b'dibra ma'isa, not just your own internal. So mikol inyanim abilti ritzuyim, as it's written in regards to the Levian, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to purify the Levim and their clothing. In other words, that clothing, which is something external to the person, even that can be elevated. The Yosei Bamidbar, from all those negative things that may have happened when the person was on the level of a desert. And to be able to draw revealed godliness into a soul. All of Yomar, v'shachanti b'seichem liyas mishkan leizvarach, and about him, about this person, will be said that, as Hashem says, I will make them into a dwelling place. That this person will become a dwelling place for Hashem. In order for a person and his environment to can become a dir lo yizbarach, tzricha liyas ha'avayda b'shnei akavim d'surma rava seitayim. The Aveda has to be in two streams. It has to be in Surmeira, to remove oneself from anything negative, and also to proactively do good things. Or Bedugmas Melech Basav Adam, just like we say by a flesh and blood king, Shekesheraitzim L'sakan Ledira, when you want to make a place for the person to live, for the king to live, Tzarech Lefanes Ahechem Kolich Luch V'tino, first of all, you have to clear the place from anything that's dirty and filthy and disgusting. V'achkach l'sadusham kelim noyim, and only after that to bring in beautiful furniture and so on. Kein hu gam basiyas adira lo yizbarach. The same is true also for when one wants to create a dira for Hashem. Shtzarach l'zabez inyanim. You need both of these approaches. First of all, you have to have sur meira to remove anything negative, asei tov, and then get to asei tov. Gam inyans and nirbas bibnei gershon bibnei kahos naisi amishkan, and this also can be seen from the story of the children of Gershon and bnei kahos, the ones who carried the mishkan. Gershon amaloshin geirushin. The word gershon means to chase out, to banish, sur meirat, to banish anything that's negative. For kahos amaloshin v'loyukas amin. Kahos means to gather, as the pasuk says, and to him will gather people. Asifas v'kibitz yonim atayvim, meaning to gather in good things and mitzvahs and so on. But asei tayv. The k'mayu shegershon noyled lefnei kahos, and just like Gershon was older than kahos, was born before kahos. Keinu gam beseder avayda shevetchila, and so also is the order of a yid's avayda. Shevetchila tzarech liyisur mera. First has to be what is represented, the avayda which is represented by Gershon, to banish anything evil. V'achakach, and only do you get to kahos, v'asei tov, to do good. B'dugma sidur kelim noyim, shavol la'achrin nikui ha'echol kol lichloch. Just like in the mashal, that first you have to clear out the space from anything negative, and then you can bring in the beautiful furniture. Vav, pa'ulas ha'aveda desur merah v'asei tov, muvonu me'achilik shebei masa b'nei gershon l'basa b'nei kahos. The accomplishment, the effects of the Aveda of Sur Merah and the Aveda of Asei Tov, the difference between them can be understood from the difference of what the Bnei Gershon carried and what the Bnei Kos carried. Bnei Gershon nosu yiriyas hamishkan. The Bnei Gershon carried the curtains and the cloth, which were the walls of the Mishkan. Mashen ke Bnei Kos nosu klei hamishkan. So the Bnei Gershon carried the boards and the Yiriyas HaMishkan, and the Bnei Kos, they carried the actual implements, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and so on. Ha'orim v'Shulchan, as he says, yeah. V'achiluk b'ina Yiriyas v'chulu v'akelim. The difference between the walls and the Kelim Arsha Yiriyas is makifim u'maginim. The walls are there to surround and compass and to protect. Mashenkin akelim, where the kelim ayesh l'chol kli avayda be'ulam yichedas loy. Each keli has its own function. Our aron ha'edus, the aron is there to represent the testimony to Hashem. Shulchan the lechem, the shulchan is there for the bread, and so on. So each keli has a function of asei tov. The walls are there to protect the kelim, to keep out anything negative. That's what the function of a wall is. So that therefore the Bnei Gershon carried the walls, the inyan of Asur Meirah, and the Bnei Kos carried the actual kelim, asei tov. Binyanim ba'aveda. What does this mean in aveda? Asur Meirah shlila, the negative, to protect from the negative. Megina alo adam eiser osur alo mazikai, protects the person from what is prohibited to him and could cause him harm. Asei tov is, what is asei tov? Asiyas mitzvah shem edus yad hamachalekes tzedakah, to create mitzvahs which are then testified to Hashem's presence, like the hand which distributes tzedakah, nasis merkava mamish, becomes a place where it becomes a chariot to Hashem's presence. So that creates a positive energy. Yidei beis avaydus, and it's only through these two avaydus, nasa mishkan, the yirida, the dira leizbarach b'shleimusay, it becomes, you create a mishkan in a place where Hashem can be comfortable.